10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Modo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Modo is U.S. owned and operated. Modo, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Modo.us.
Modo Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
So, you got to kind of ask yourself this question. Chicken before the egg. You are a writer. You write a book about grief, which is, that's a good thing. It's good to understand grief and understand how to work through it. That's a healthy thing. I don't think anyone's going to deny that. But what happens when you are arrested more than a year later after your husband's death and accused of lacing his cocktail with fentanyl, and you got that book out there about grief? So it's an interesting story. We're going to go into it. Corey Darden Richens is her name, and she has been charged, and she is in jail currently. This is a bizarre story. How did you come across it?
Oh, well, you know me, I'm always scouring the internet just because I'm kind of fascinated by true crime.
Mm-hmm.
And I came across this morning, several different notifications popped up on my phone, and it's horrific. But at the same time, it's like, you know, that Lori Daybell kind of murder where she just goes on like, okay, well, my husband's dead. I'm going to write a children's book about grief. I don't understand people like that.
It's where emotion is not present and it's strictly operational. And when you don't have that thing, that conscience, that piece of decency that tells you this is appropriate, that's not appropriate, you're able to do crazy things. It's called being a sociopath. Actually, I had an interview with someone who literally wrote the book on being a sociopath because they are a sociopath. And wrote it from a perspective of having to learn how to empathize and have empathetic behavior towards others so they could function in life. But very matter of fact has spelled out on some episodes here a while back just kind of how they function and how everyone else seems bizarre to them, but they don't seem bizarre to themselves because they're just, you know, missing something essentially. There's something, a roadblock that the rest of us have that would say, no. That's not there. And then it allows them to carry out things like this. This is a bizarre... go ahead.
Like you want money from your husband.
Sure.
To get the money, he needs to be dead.
It makes logical sense. And you know, one plus one is two. And
I know about grief.
Yep.
Like, what does she know about grief?
Although the interesting thing is, what does one know about grief when they're sociopathic? Because a lot of times... that's not in their wheelhouse. So is the book about grief a very overt attempt to kind of stray attention away from the possible murder? Like, oh, look at this woman. She went through all this grief and she wrote a book about it. Probably had to learn about grief from somebody else and then reiterate it.
Yeah.
But
probably
was it kind of a false flag, if you will, where I'm going to throw this over there. No one's going to question me now.
Exactly.
After writing the children's book on grief, the author is now charged with the murder of her husband. Corey Darden Richens was arrested in Utah and is accused of poisoning her husband with fentanyl at their home in Camas, a small town in the mountains near Park City. She's been charged with first-degree aggravated murder, charged with three second-degree felony charges of possessing a controlled substance with the intent to distribute. At the time of his death, Corey Darden Richens and her husband had been married for 9 years and had three children. Nearly a year to the day after his death, she published the book, Are You With Me? The book was written in response to Richin's passing and helps kids navigate the challenges of losing a loved one. According to court documents, first responders responded to calls regarding an unresponsive man on March 4th of 2022 and found Eric Richin's 39 on the floor near his bed. Corey Richins told police in an interview that she and her husband were celebrating the closing of a house and that she had prepared a Moscow Mule cocktail for her husband. She left their bedroom to check on their kids, but ended up falling asleep in the kids' room. She claimed that around 3 a.m, she went back to the couple's bedroom and felt Eric, and he was cold to the touch, and she called 911. Even though Darden Richins claimed to have left her phone in the couple's bedroom, phone records reveal that she actually had it on when in the child's room. It's amazing to me what people don't realize phones can tell people.
Right?
It's like, you're going to lie about your, like, if there's one device you really can't lie about, it's your phone. It will tell you exactly where it is to like a pinpoint and exactly what's been pressed on it, what's operating it on any given time in things and ways you don't even know.
In this case, she said her excuse is, I was in the kids' bedroom. I left my phone in the master bedroom. And at 3 o'clock, I went back in and found him dead. But they see activity on the phone. He's dead. Yeah. He's not the guy on the phone. Who's been on her phone then? It's her.
A red flag number one that something's not right. They caught it a simple, stupid lie. But why? Yeah. Eric Richins had 5 times a lethal dose of fentanyl in his system. When authorities searched Corey Richins' computer and phone, they discovered many interactions with an acquaintance. That person had drug charges pending with intent to distribute. That person told Summit Court detectives that Darden Richins had requested and obtained prescription pain medication for an investor between...
I'm not sure who this investor was.
Okay. Between December 2021 and February 2022. What were they investing in? The acquaintance said that Darden Richins contacted them 2 weeks later and added that her investor wanted something stronger and asked for some of the Michael Jackson stuff, specifically fentanyl. Why on earth would you ever request
for fentanyl?
The stuff that killed somebody. Give me more of that.
Darden it is killing people all over the country.
Darden Richins is alleged to have paid $900 for 15 to 30 fentanyl pills in February of 2022.
Expensive.
She told fire and EMS first responders that she had performed CPR, but they found it implausible that she had given her husband CPR at the time of his death. They noticed blood was coming from his mouth. Richin's family members told authorities shortly after his death that they believed his wife had killed him. It sounds like a strong relationship there, where the first thing is you're like, yeah, the bitch did it.
She did it.
According to warrants, documents state that he warned them that she was to blame if anything happened to him. Yeah.
He knew.
Hey, I've said that to you on the air, but not about my fiance.
No.
But about.
That was a bad time.
A bad time. Yeah. And I'm still alive, so that's good. I'm still standing. According to search warrants, Eric Richins had just updated his wife, or his will rather, and life insurance policy and was planning to divorce his wife. He named his sister as the beneficiary and thought that his wife could kill him for the money. He thought ahead. And I bet there's a surprise that she was in for when found out that she wasn't the beneficiary.
Yeah.
It's one of those things you got to do like right away. I did it like the day after I decided I was getting divorced. I'm like, done. Officers were informed by one of his sisters that her brother had long suspected his wife of trying to poison him when the couple was on vacation in Greece a number of years ago. So this is like potentially ongoing. Almost a year to the day of Eric's death, she published the children's book on grief, Are You With Me? The description of the book on Amazon said it was written to create peace and comfort for children who've lost a loved one. It's to reassure children that although your loved one is not present, their presence always exists and they walk through life with you as if they were here. She dedicated the book to her dead husband. It says, dedicated to my amazing husband and wonderful father. This is trying to control the narrative with your children as well.
It's sick that because when you think about it, if she's writing a children's book on grief, she has the children. So here's a book to help them through the death of their father. And she murdered him, which is so complicated and sick and twisted. I can't even wrap my brain around that.
In March, she appeared on Good Things Utah which is kind of one of those we need to fill time during the day on our ABC affiliate.
All the happy things.
So any random person that we seem to be able to come in contact with, we're going to give them airtime to talk about. And she said she's planning on writing a sequel. Maybe you got to get another person in there to kill. Corey Richens is being held without bond, and a detention hearing is scheduled for May 19th. We're going to keep an eye on this one, because this could be an interesting one to watch. I'm already fascinated that there's other pieces out here of evidence. And I'm trying to see if I can find the Good Morning Utah segment. But I'm not.
I mean, it just takes, like, I don't even get how someone's brain would work that you could kill your husband with fentanyl and then write a book about grief and have the nerve to go on TV and promote your book and try to sell copies of your book, the one that's dedicated in memory of your husband who you killed. I can't even wrap my brain around all that.
Not at all. I think this is, Utah woman wrote the book on I don't think this is. I thought I found the segment. Oh, wait, maybe I did find the segment. Good Things Utah. Let's see. Is this the one with her?
Oh,
may not.
Everybody on a Monday morning. Thank you for watching Good Things Utah, Dina, Nisha, and Saray. And we've decided that
I'm laughing at ourselves.
Oh, here they actually do a segment.
It's been a crazy couple of
where they talk about their recent guest charged with murdering her husband.
Of national attention focused on our state and also focused right here on Good Things Utah. I was watching your social media last night. I knew you had this interview coming up with Ashley Banfield from News Nation. Mm-hmm. And you did a great job.
Well, thank you. I think it's really interesting because we have so many people who sit right here, Nisha, every day, and we don't necessarily know their background or what's happening in the last few years of their lives. And so this is Corey Richens. She came on the show. She wrote in to the station saying, I have a book that could help grieving children who may have suffered a loss.
And we said, yes, let's put her on no matter what. We're not going to background check anything. It's going to fill time. You're on tomorrow. Be here 9:35. It's pretty
that
much how that
voice
works.
Is so chipper. Ever, because the way she talks, like, she's super upbeat.
It was great.
And they're talking about the guest that is accused of murdering her husband they had on the show.
And they're all real kind of happy and chipper about it. It's great. Good Things Utah.
Ooh.
Where the good things are. There's a lot of bad things in Utah, considering half of the freaking murder cases we've been covering lately
have been out of Utah. Right? There's been some messed up in Idaho, like the whole area. It's kind of messed up lately.
Yeah, Idaho, Utah. It's all been like, and a lot of it, I'm not against anybody's religion, but a lot of it connected to Mormonism a sect of or a version of it that somebody, you know, where they started there and then they went somewhere else.
Because there's been a lot. The guy from the Microsoft exec, who was found dead in his car in the middle of the highway.
Yeah.
He was a Mormon. I think that was in the, I can't remember where they lived, but he was Mormon.
Mm-hmm.
She was too, for a time.
Yeah. I don't know why there's this thing. I mean, I don't know. There just seems to be a trend of this going on right now. Where it seems to be a lot of it stemming off of, and I'm not saying LDS directly, but it seems that a lot of these started there and then kind of went off into their own world. I know they, you know, the Daybells were not actively part of the LDS church when that took place. But at the same time, it did start there. They were part of it for a point in time. I'm not finding the actual interview. I'm just finding stories about the interview, but I'd love to find that and play that. I'll dig deeper. All right. Well, there you go. If you want to weigh in, go ahead.
It's a messed up story, this one.
If you want to weigh in on any of the stories we're talking about, 888-5KILLER, 888-554-5537. We'd love to hear your input on this or any of them that we're following.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. You don't miss any breaking updates and discussions. We got them for you all the time. Get an ad-free experience through Apple Podcasts right now. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made, because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Every dating app swap is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.